This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's medicine regulator has advised that people with a history of significant allergic reactions do not get Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine after two people reported adverse effects, England's National Health Service said Wednesday. Two people with a history of significant allergic reactions responded adversely in the UK yesterday. Both are recovering well, according to the National Medical Director for the NHS, who said, quote, as is common with new vaccines, the MHRA have advised on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions do not receive this vaccination, end quote. Britain started inoculating its citizens with the vaccine Tuesday. Vaccines against COVID-19 may begin arriving within days in the United States, the hardest hit country, as the fastest ever vaccine development reaches a conclusion. Experts say no corners have been cut, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering authorizing the vaccines after a shorter than normal safety testing period. Nothing sinister has turned up in clinical trials so far, but there are still unknowns. The vaccine from drug maker partners Pfizer and BioNTech will get a hearing at the FDA Thursday. Emergency use authorization could follow within days if all goes well. The agency will consider biotech company Moderna's vaccine next week. Israel received its first batch of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine Wednesday, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declaring the pandemic's end was, quote, in sight, end quote, and vowing to get the first jab, quote, this is a great celebration for Israel, end quote, he said on the tarmac at Ben Gurion Airport near Tel Aviv as a forklift truck started unloading the cargo from a red and yellow freighter. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is outlining his immediate plans for handling the virus pandemic once he enters the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Biden says his priorities are masks.
Mask up for 100 days once we take office.
Getting vaccines into Americans' arms.
100 million shots in the first 100 days.
And reopening schools.
It should be a national priority to get our kids back into school and keep them in school.
Still, he's warning the pandemic may get worse before it gets better. But the nation can beat a virus blamed for more than 280,000 American deaths.
I know that out of our collective pain, we're going to find a collective purpose.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday to ensure Americans get, quote, first priority, end quote, access to a coronavirus vaccine. It is unclear how the order would be enforced. Non-communicable diseases accounted for 7 of the top 10 causes of death before the coronavirus pandemic, the World Health Organization said Wednesday, with heart disease killing more people than ever before. The WHO's Global Health Estimates report found people were living longer lives in 2019 than in 2000, but those extra years were not necessarily lived in good health. The study showed non-communicable diseases made up 4 of the top 10 causes of death back in 2000, rising to 7 last year before the COVID-19 pandemic spread around the world. The WHO said in a statement the figures, quote, clearly highlight the need for an intensified global focus on preventing and treating cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and chronic respiratory diseases, as well as tackling injuries. The study, which examines trends over the last 2 decades in mortality and morbidity caused by disease and injuries, heart disease has been the world's biggest cause of death for the last 20 years. The leaders of Britain and Europe Union and the European Union will meet Wednesday for a final push at a Brexit deal. This, as the two sides warned, the chances of a post-Brexit trade deal by a year-end deadline is slipping away. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted Tuesday that she looks forward to welcoming UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday evening. Johnson's office confirmed the two leaders would hold a dinner meeting on Wednesday. North Korea says South Korea's foreign minister will pay dearly for casting doubt on the regime's claims of being free of the new coronavirus. The foreign minister said last week at a forum in Bahrain, it was hard to believe North Korea has been spared from the pandemic. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.